بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we mentioned the riwayat and the narration of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu in regards to the rights of the road and the rights of the marketplace. But as we mentioned that different things have different rights upon a Muslim. We have the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the right of a Muslim upon a Muslim. Then we have the rights of the road, the rights of the marketplace upon a Muslim, how he should conduct himself in these public areas. So the narration of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, abstain from sitting on the roads. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah, there is no way out for us because this is where we sit and have our discussions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if we have no alternative but to sit on the road, then fulfill the right of the road. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what is the right of the road, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, lowering the gaze, removing harmful objects, replying to a greeting, enjoining good and forbidding evil. This is a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim, rahimahumullah ta'ala. So yesterday we mentioned in regards to lowering the gaze. A person is in a public area, there is a right of the road also, that a person lowers his gazes. That which Allah ta'ala made haram for him to look at, then he should abstain from that and protect his iman. Whatever he imparts to the eyes affects the iman. Al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman increases or decreases. So when he looks at something which is impermissible, then this affects the iman. Therefore a person should be very careful in a public place that he takes care of his eyes. Then ulama discuss what they call nazrul fujaa, a sudden gaze. Sudden gaze that a person is in the marketplace and his eyes fell on something or on someone which is impermissible to look at, then immediately he should look away. Here ulama explain also that a sudden glance that a person looked at someone, a ghair mahram woman, a strange woman, and it was a sudden glance, then there's no sin for it as long as he turns his gaze away. Does that mean that the sudden glance is overlooked and he continues looking? It means that he looked and he turned away. And here also is explained that if a person knows in the certain gathering or the certain area or certain place there are only women folk there, then for him to look towards that area will not be permissible also, because he knows there's no men there. Example is given, a person is going to pick up his wife from a program, and he knows from the certain avenue there's only women that are coming out. Then for him to look there will not be permissible. His wife will find the car. She will find him, or he can phone her. So sometimes there's an objection also. How come it's so strict and so difficult? So the answer given is, the person has to experience a sandstorm and the sand going in his eyes. Then he will take his entire arm and block his eyes also. He will take his arm and he will block his eyes to protect his physical eyes. Ulama say more than the physical eyes is the eyes of iman, the eyes of the heart. To protect the eyes of the heart, so then he can see the nur of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he can perceive iman within his heart. To protect the eyes is very, very important. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would explain also that in this period of time, this has become a disease. And ulama have found also those that have this illness, for them at the time of maut to recite kalima was very difficult. This became a poison for the heart. And he would say that we find in the nations of before, when a certain sin became very rife, Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam's nation were involved in wailul lil mutaffifin, in cheating in measure and weight. When he came to other nations, they had pride, arrogance. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's nation, because of they had very long lives, so they were very proud. The nation of Thamud and Ad, they were very strong, so they had arrogance and pride over their strength. And because of these certain illnesses, spiritual illnesses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent a Nabi to warn them, and they did not take heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because of these sins. So ulama say, in this period of time, if Allah had to send a Nabi. It would have been because the abuse of the eyes has become such a disease right now. And if the people will not desist and abstain, then because of the abuse of the eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have changed his nation and replaced him with someone that was better. So the eyes has become something which is very, very evil, and unfortunately in the name of deen also, that these things have been made permissible. When certain fatwa departments discuss niqab and hijab, then we will find them saying that this is not proven in Quran Sharif. Is that in Sharia to, for a woman to cover her face, for example? This is in Quran, explicit in Quran Sharif. Three ayats were revealed in regards to hijab. The first ayat was قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men, they should lower some of the gazes. They can look at their mothers, their wives, their children, their daughters. Some gazes they should lower. Strange women, don't look at them. Haram. Poison of the heart. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. Say to the believing women, they should also lower some of their gazes. First ayat revealed, take care of your gaze. The second ayat that was revealed, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, say to your wives, the banatika, and your daughters, and by extension, nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing women also, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ. This word jalabib is a plural, the singular is jilbab. That they should don upon themselves their jilbabs. Jalabibihin. And Mufassirin explained, jilbab refers to one piece of cloth that covers a woman from head to toe. This is direct instruction and explicit command of Quran Sharif. And as you mentioned, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is all wise. In every command of Allah is power packed with hikmat and wisdom. Allah knows why. Why they should cover themselves. And then finally the third command came, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. That now they should cling to their homes. They should not leave their home except one of two reasons, bashari taqaza or shari'i taqaza. Either it's a human need or a shari'i need. They have to go for ta'alim, they have to go for a program, or they have some human need. And they also, sharia has regulations how they should leave the home. So there is no increase of fitna in the marketplace. But the men are not tested. To the extent, ulama say, in this period of time also, because the fitnas have become so rife, that youngster or that male also, Allah Ta'ala bless with national beauty. In this period of time, ulama advise he should not enhance his beauty in public place, thereby becoming a fitna for the younger girls and for the men also. That now he looks so smart, he attracts attention also. Because you know, there are these evils within the community, where some people of the same gender have inclination to people of the same gender. So here ulama are so particular. They say, as the fitnas increase, so too the commands of hijab and parda also become stricter, become more stringent for the protection of iman. So when it comes to a male also who is naturally blessed with beauty, he should not enhance his beauty and look even more smart and become a fitna, become a test for younger girls. And sometimes now for men also, unfortunately, and is happening, Allah Ta'ala protect. So the rights of the road is to, for the person to lower his gaze, thereafter to remove the harmful objects, replying to a greeting, enjoining good and forbidding evil. Inshallah, we'll continue the rest of them, inshallah. Subhanallah.